Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that.
Welcome to Love in the Skin You're In Radio. I'm your host, Andrea Amador, best known as the Juicy Woman. Today is July 3rd, 2013. As a certified empowerment coach, author, speaker, and body image self-esteem expert, and a curvy and confident woman, I'm here to share my expertise with you and teach you how to bust out of body shame so that you can love the skin you're in. If you want to know more about how to change your thoughts and see what's coming next on this show, just visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/thejuicywoman and click on like to join the group. You can also get tons of body loving tips and more by following me on Twitter at thejuicywoman. Also, if you missed any of the episodes of the show, you can always catch the archived replays on the audios at blogtalkradio.com/the-juicy-woman. I want to remind you that this is a live call-in show, so I want so much to encourage you to have a conversation with me and really participate in this program. It's for you. You can either do that by asking your questions using the chat feature or calling in. The call-in number is 760-888-5736. Today, we're talking about what to do for yourself when you feel fat and frustrated and you can't stand your body and you're blaming all the problems that you have on your body. You're thinking, God, what is wrong with me? I'm so effing fat. This is what you need to know in order to come back into your own fierceness. As a curvy gal, the things I'm going to teach you, you're getting the value of so much because, girl, I've struggled for years feeling so much hatred for my body, feeling so disconnected. Maybe you can relate. Right now I'm 50, and I've spent so many decades in the pursuit of weight loss. I thought that the answer to my misery was to get thinner. Oh my gosh, I tried everything, diets and never went to the extreme of pills, thank goodness, but every single diet imaginable and exercising like a crazy person. And it was yo-yo dieting and insane. No matter how much weight I lost, it just wasn't enough. The reality is, even when I was down to my lowest weight, I can't even remember what it was. I think it was like 121 pounds. I'm a size 5'1". I was a size 5 at the time. I didn't see myself as beautiful. I didn't feel as though I had achieved my goal. I always looked at my body from the point of view of somebody whose glass was always half empty. Is that something that you're doing? Are you stuck secretly thinking of yourself as less than because you're fat? Yeah, baby, I said fat. Because if you've been trying to lose weight and you're unhappy with your bigger body, then you've got to learn how to take back your power. And the way to do that is to get real and be honest with yourself. No more candy coating and pretending that things don't hurt. Got to be honest because nothing is going to go away. Your pain is not going to go away if you just try to ignore it. So if people call you fat, if the word fat rings a bell for you, and I mean in an ugly way, each time you hear that, each time you think of that, it resonates in your body and it shakes you to the core. I'm here to teach you how to neutralize that so that you can hear people call you fat or hear the word fat or think of the size that you are and not freak out. The thing is, if you continue to cringe and feel hurt every single time someone calls you fat. You're just going to keep on reacting and doing the same things out of a knee-jerk response and feel hurt. I want to hear you. Call in. The number is 760-888-5736. I want you to call in and let me know if you've ever had a situation, oh God, where someone called you fat or some other nasty thing. And soon after, it led to a binge. You know the kind of binge I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one, I'll get him. I'll get back at that person. They'll never be able to hurt me again. And you're stuffing Twinkies in your face and you're going insane. That's what I'm talking about. Has that happened to you? Because, oh my God, it has so happened to me. You know, I bet you don't know it, but a lot of your personal power and choices get sucked up on a daily basis because you judge yourself as fat. And in our thin is in society where everybody's freaking out, thinking, oh my gosh, I have to lose weight to get into my bathing suit, and oh, I'm too fat, and oh, she's thinner than me, I hate her. All that nonsense, that's just not okay. Because it makes you feel out of place and unacceptable. And if you're reading that I'm getting emotional, it's because I am. Because of all the years when I felt so diminished every time I would hear the word fat. Maybe you're trying to hide and not be so visible because you're thinking that something's wrong with you. Maybe you're putting up with someone's crap or a rotten situation because you don't feel worthy of anything better. And for those of you who are listening, it doesn't matter if, you know, you're not if you're not overweight. The thing is, stress affects our life in so many different ways. You could be reaching for a cigarette. You could be, you know, hanging out on the internet when you know that you've got a 9 o'clock call in the morning and you need to, you know, get up early. You could be, burning up the credit card, baby. All of these things that we do as a way of trying to take care of ourselves are really not taking care of ourselves. So the thing is, the upshot of settling or doing these things, acting out our hurt in ways and trying to soothe ourselves using these temporary Band-Aids, that's really settling. And so many of us go quietly into the night and we don't push back and say what's on our mind and we don't shout to let our voices of discontent be heard at the injustice of being called fat. And instead, you may find yourself running to the refrigerator to eat that, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream that's in there, or feeling like you're going to, come on, now call me, gal. 760-888-5736. I'll admit, I've got a filter for food because I have struggled with weight and food for most of my life. So a lot of other types of behaviors where people act out, I don't really, it's not a part of me. So I want to reach out to you and find out what's going on for you. I do know for sure that with me in my life, when I had the food thing licked, or so I thought I did through dieting and exercise, all of a sudden my insanity and the compulsion that drove me in life was showing up in burning up my credit card. And I got into $100,000 worth of debt. What I want to talk to you about is how stress shows up in your life. The things that we feel about ourselves, the things that we internalize, the beliefs that we hold, the writing on your wall, the things that come from what you've learned about yourself, the way that you think about yourself, the things that people have said about you, what you have internalized, what you have learned from watching other people's experiences, that's all a part of you. The good, the bad, and the ugly, it's all become a part of you. And what I want to tell you about is, as I teach in my upcoming book, Bust Out of Body Shame, I want to help you to take back the word fat. Because if you're here and you're feeling like you're frustrated because you're overweight, and as Dr. Linda Bacon spoke about in one of my previous programs, she said that there really is no technical term overweight. That's nonsense. So the word really is fat. You can have a higher BMI, but that's more specific. So I want you to drop the candy-coated overweight crap. It really is about calling yourself fat. Yeah, baby, I'm fat. So what? So freaking what? You may think that that's putting yourself down, and you may think that that's diminishing you, but it really is about stepping into your power. Because when you are able to take back the word fat and make it just a simple little three-word description of your size, then all of a sudden it's nothing more. How nice would that be to have no negative feelings when someone calls you fat? Well, that's what I'm going to be teaching you today, how to neutralize your negative emotions so that they won't get the upper hand and bring you down. You may not realize it, but you do have a choice, and you can feel better no matter what your external circumstances. It doesn't matter how bad things look from where you stand. The thoughts that you think and the feelings that you have in your body are the drivers that will move you toward the next thing that's going to happen in your life, the next thing that you're going to attract. If you're feeling like crap and you're feeling like, oh, who wants me? Nobody wants me. Then you're not going to take the chance, and you're not going to follow up on that email that someone sent you, an opportunity to, you know, do a new job or something. Or you're not going to go for making that call because you're going to feel like, oh, man, there's no way that I can talk to these people because I'm not on my game and I don't have a sense of, you know, I don't feel powerful. There's no way they're going to pay for what it is that, you know, I want. In fact, I'm not even worth it, you may be saying. Well, that's crap. I am proof positive that anything is possible. And you can change the way that you think about yourself, no matter how low your self-esteem. As an abuse survivor, I come from a background of a lot of hurting. And I've been talked down to and accepted less for years because that's what I believed I deserved. Now, I'm so happy and so grateful and overcome with joy at the fact that I know how to nurture myself. And that's what I want to teach you how to do. Because have you, give me a call. 760-888-5736. There are so many people who are struggling and pulling the chains of their past along with them. They're living their past in their present, and they're completely unable to see the wonderful things that are in their present because they don't believe that they're worth it. Maybe your mother has put you down and told you that you're you know, good for nothing and that you've never done anything right, or maybe she compared you to your sister or your brother, or maybe you were just ignored. That leaves a mark on your soul. When you have that kind of experience where a parent ignores you or puts you down or hurts you, it rattles you to your core. And you take that with you, no matter what. And whether or not you think that you've dealt with it, maybe you've been to therapy or maybe you've, you know, talked it out or feel that you've hashed it out, but every now and then, if it's creeping up and biting you in the ass, it means that you haven't dealt with it and it's still hurting you. It's still causing you to lash out in ways that are hurting you. It could show up in overeating. It could show up in drinking or smoking, having, you know, drugs. It could be any way, because when we get rejected from people who we love, it questions our deepest self. It leads us to question our value. It leads us to believe and to think that the world isn't a safe place. So when you're thinking that, it's impossible for you to be at the top of your game. It's impossible for you to think of yourself as worthy. Now, you may have glimpses of feeling like, yeah, baby, I'm hot, I'm fabulous. And that's great, especially many, many times we women, when we put on the makeup and the hair and do the nails and rock out our clothes, that's great. But what happens come Saturday or Sunday morning when somebody says something nasty or hurtful, or we feel lonely or depressed or sad or worried about something? All of a sudden, all of those old unresolved feelings and situations in our life kind of come together and have a snowball effect. Now, as I said, you may be thinking that you're treating yourself or rewarding yourself when you're reaching for that extra scoop of pasta or lighting up the cigarette or burning up your credit card, but you're not. Past a certain point, you are undoubtedly hurting yourself. So what do you do? What do you do when you can't seem to stop hurting yourself? It doesn't matter if your weapon of choice is food, a credit card, pills, a pack of cigarettes, or any other tempting band-aid that fits the situation. You'll continue to shoot yourself in the foot until you realize that you're the one pulling the trigger. Gosh, we do so many things that hurt ourselves that nobody has anything to do with. We are the ones who do all of the damage to ourselves. Because, you know, there's a saying, Jack Canfield says, that it doesn't matter what you say to me. What matters is what I tell myself. So, for example, let's say that, come on, give me a call, 760-888-5736. Let's say that, let's say that I say to you, man, you are so stupid. What is your problem? There are two ways that that could go. You might say to yourself, oh, man, I am stupid. I never get anything right. What's wrong with me? Or you could say, who the F does she think she is? And push back. If you believe yourself to be something, if there's just a little tiny inkling of belief that you're calling yourself something, and somebody picks up on that and calls you that, it is going to feel like a knife to the heart. Have you ever had that experience? All right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you today how to use emotional freedom technique, or EFT, which is a really, really crazy, simple, fabulous, amazing do-it-yourself stress relief process to break the cycle of abuse. And I'll teach you what to do to make the hurt stop hurting. Whether it's self-inflicted or somebody has done or said something to you, or you are in a situation where you have no control and you keep responding in a way feeling helpless. First, let me start by sharing a story with you, and then later I'll show you how to use the EFT so that you can gentle your way past any resistance that you've got going on. Several weeks ago, I was preparing to do a forgiveness seminar. And in preparation to do that, I was doing some promotion for a local TV show in the Bronx. And I come from Washington Heights. And after I dropped off my co-presenter, Dr. Carrie Jackson, I zipped over to Washington Heights because I knew that I had some unresolved stuff that needed to be handled. Now, if you've read my book, Love in the Skin You're In, The Juicy Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food and Friends with Your Body, you know that throughout that I weave my story and I share in the process of teaching you lessons and giving information on how to change your mindset to empower you in every situation. And you can get the book at thejuicywoman.com and Barnes & Noble's and Amazon as well. The short version of the story about that is that my father has always been my shining star. Emotion. And I love him very much. I am tapping now. And wow, okay. And the reason why is because during the years when I needed him the most in my teen years, he kind of pulled me, he saved me from a situation where I was being abused by my stepfather and his buddies living in Florida with my mom. And I know that may be more information than you need to know, but the short version of this is that he brought me into a whole new world and a whole new way of thinking by introducing me in the early 70s to Silva Mind Control. And from that point, I started to become immersed in the world of personal growth. And that taught me the power of my thoughts, and that the things that I think about were actually the building blocks of my life. And that was, oh my gosh, that was such a heady drug for like a 12, 13, 14-year-old to know that I was a powerful creator in my life. And I had a wonderful relationship with my dad up until my mid-20s when something happened in his life and he was no longer able to handle running his business, which was a multi-million dollar real estate, and I stepped in because I felt obligated to take care of the family, because I felt the sense of wanting to help him because I just loved him so much. And I could never, ever have imagined what followed from there. Because he basically told me, Andrea, don't think of me as your father anymore. Think of me as your boss. Wow. And for the next 18 years, I became involved in running a business, a multi-million dollar business for my family, for my father, and I accepted the meager salary of $150 a week. Wow! I can't justify it. I don't know. But anyway, all I wanted as a daughter was to get my father's approval, was to be good in his eyes. And from that time, he found every possible way to criticize me. But as so many women are aware who have lived in abusive situations, if you have experienced abuse, if you have a connection to the person who is abusing you, you will continue to hold on to that connection in hopes that they will change. My family's particular way of dealing with stress at that time was to pretend it didn't exist. And my grandmother just thought that that was just, you know, Dad, he was in a bad situation, and, you know, just take it, Andrea. You should just bite your lip and just deal with it. And Daddy really loves you, but it wasn't showing you. This is not serving you. Anyway. So anyway, I am so sorry. I decided that that there were things that I needed to deal with in terms of following through and leading this forgiveness seminar, because in the end, after it was decided that I would sell the buildings, my father and I made a verbal agreement, and I sold the buildings for $10.5 million. And because something happened to him during that time, he basically just stabbed me in the back and walked away. And the result was, wow, financial devastation to me and my family. And we almost lost our house, and I was so deep in debt, and it's been really hard. And what I decided to do in preparation for that seminar was to do more tapping around forgiving my dad and letting it go. I'm not lying. I'm still hurting. And this is something that may never go away. But when I was there, and I was at his place, I was tapping the procedure, the stress relief process that I'll be teaching you. And I was using that, and I was tapping on different parts of my face and my eyes. I was sitting in my car looking out into his windows, because he has made it clear that he never wants to see me again. And I was tapping, and at the same time I was saying, it's okay to release this pain. It's okay to let go of this hurt. And as the rain was pouring, I was crying hysterically. And what was going on was, my body was basically being cleansed from the inside out. But as I want you to understand, when things happen in your life, it affects us like an onion. You may peel back a layer and it has no effect on you anymore, but if you go a little deeper and you pierce it a little bit more, then you'll find some tenderness and you'll feel some hurt. So in my case, by deciding to do the forgiveness seminar, it brought up a lot of old stuff, and it was stirring the pot of my resentment and my anger and my hurt. And that's why I knew that I needed to handle this. The way that it was showing up for me was because I realized that I was getting very, I was doing a lot of sabotaging behaviors that were inhibiting me from promoting my business. I wasn't making the calls. I was, you know, dogging it. I was not doing the things that I said that I would do. So it made me seem as though I were out of integrity. And it was because I was facing a lot of fear. And the fear was popping up in many, many different ways. So a friend had talked to me, and she had, after I did the tapping, it opened up a lot of wounds. But at the end, after a couple of days of continuing to do the tapping on the pain that I felt, it brought me to a point where I realized I am so damned sick of feeling sad about this. It's time to put it into a context where I could serve other people, other women, because I am not the only gal who is suffering or dealing with the hurt of feeling no connection with a father. So I sat down and I created the outline for a seminar of my own called Mend Your Broken Heart, Making Peace with the Father-Daughter Divide. And that was the power that came out of the tapping. All of the things that I did prior to that, all of the fear that I was experiencing, from the fear of the dark, being alone, all of the things that I was not doing in my business, I have been holding on in the editing phase of Bust Out of Your Body Shame for far too long, and that's why, because I've been stuck on trying to be perfect like my dad used to be. All of that stuff was coming together, and those were my clues that told me I was oversensitive and I was over concerned about getting his approval. What I want you to understand is that when you have an unresolved relationship, what goes on behind it is when you feel as though you want the attention or the love of somebody and they're not giving it to you, that doesn't stop your subconscious mind from pushing you in the direction of trying to get the things that you need. So you'll find yourself acting out in ways that just do not serve you. You'll say and do things that will hurt you. You'll do things that will, like, shoot yourself in the foot. So what I want to do is I want to teach you about this miraculous process called tapping so that you can have a way to turn your frown upside down. Now, I don't know if you know it, but our bodies are absolutely magical. Did you know that your body can actually heal itself? In her book, Mind Over Medicine, Dr. Lisa Rankin, she shares a prescription for healing and happiness that includes tapping. Tapping is not something that is new. It started in the early 80s or so. It started as the brainchild of Dr. Roger Callahan, and he basically married the best of the science of acupuncture with psychotherapy. He was a clinical psychologist. So if you could imagine this, imagine that you're in a therapy session and you're having a breakthrough and you're feeling a tremendous sense of relief or release in your body because something has completely turned your perspective around and now you see what used to be a very disempowering situation, you see it as like, wow, I got through that type of thing. If you imagine being in that particular type of a situation at the same time that you're getting a body massage, well, then you have got the essence of what the power of EFT is. Emotional freedom technique right now is being used in so many different ways. Tens of millions of people are using this and learning. I know that next week, on the 15th, Dr. Oz is going to be talking to the best-selling author of The Tapping Solution, Nick Ortner, about his experiences in producing the film The Tapping Solution. And Nick Ortner will be talking about the work that he has done in collaboration with Dr. Lori Layden, who has worked with genocide survivors in Rwanda, to deal with the pain and the trauma that they experienced of the rapes and the horrific situations that they have lived through, lived to tell the story. Now, if anybody can struggle with forgiveness, it's people who have been in their shoes. They have had such tremendous healing through working with Dr. Layden and her efforts in teaching them tapping. She has come to collaborate with Nick Ortner, and they have created a coalition teaching people how to use tapping going into the Newtown School, because Nick actually lives in Newtown, Connecticut. Tapping can be used in every possible way. Oh, I know how hokey and wonky it sounds. It sounds ridiculous. But you can, let's see, from standing up and giving a speech to improving your eyesight, to sexing up your libido, to dealing with cravings, dealing with unresolved emotions and pain, releasing any kind of stress, anxiety, allergies, sinusitis, oh my gosh, everything. Do you want to know why? Okay. Did you know that every day our bodies are making cancer cells and breaking down protein and activating our aging? Well, here's the thing. As Dr. Rankin says, she's a medical doctor, she talks about how our bodies work and how the tapping functions to balance our energy so that our bodies can go back to a self-healing state. You see, there's the sympathetic nervous system, and that's responsible for activating the stress response. You know it well. That means that whenever something happens in your life that turns you upside down and inside out, your body reacts as though you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. It doesn't matter if you're not. The thing is, you could respond exactly the same way because that mortgage payment is overdue as if somebody is holding you at gunpoint. Whether your challenge is dealing with writer's block, upsetting childhood memories, facing rejection or stage fright, or gaining the courage to speak or perform in front of an audience, dealing with the craving, grieving the loss of somebody you love, it's all showing up in your body in the same way. And that's stress. How does it show up? Okay, well, it shows up in that you can't think because all of the blood in your head just pools to your forebrain and you can't think. Your thinking becomes clouded and fuzzy and you're just like tilt. If you think of the pinball machines, that's what goes on. Your pulse is racing. Your blood pressure is elevated. Every single organ in your body is activated. Harmful stress-filled hormones and chemicals flood your body. And over time, what happens is that ends up in pain. You know, at first, it's kind of like a little crick in the shoulder, or you've got a backache, or you've got a pain in your foot, inflammation in your body. That leads to disease over time, and ultimately death. This is the effect of chronic stress on your body. Now, the other job that your nervous system does is the parasympathetic nervous system. It activates your relaxation response. This is the thing your body will only be able to begin to repair. You can only, your body can only feel safe and be ready to start repairing your cells if you are in the relaxation response, if the parasympathetic nervous system is activated and you're stimulating that relaxation response. Now, the reason I gave the example of my unresolved situation with my dad is because the beliefs that you have are so important to your health. Let me tell you why. If you're telling yourself things that are hurting you, whether it's because you believe that you should be punished for some reason, or that you are carrying around guilt, or you're angry or sad or whatever it is, there's a part of your brain called the amygdala that acts like a smoke alarm. And whenever you think of something that activates a powerful emotional response, upset, fear, anger, anxiety, sadness, or pain, what will happen is your body will respond by putting you in that state and bringing your healing ability to a crashing halt. The truth is, your emotions and your thoughts are impacting your health every single moment of every day. And basically, in order to be able to deal with whatever it is that's bugging you, it could be from the smallest little thing like, well, for some people, road rage is like a huge thing, but just think of like a nothing thing. If somebody cuts in line at the grocery, you know, you might want to just scream and rip their head off. That might be the response that comes up on you because you're tired and you're hungry and you're late and you know, how dare this damn person get in front of you? When you tap and when you activate the the relaxation response in your body at the same time that you're changing, because what's going on is the latest research with veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq, what it's showing is that the tapping actually reduces the cortisol levels in the body by 25%. And this is like freaking amazing, which is the difference between having your shoulders up by your ears like earrings as opposed to feeling down and relaxed and like zen as zen could be. There's a tremendous amount of work that's being done with veterans in dealing with their post-traumatic stress syndrome and the memories of wartime and all of the events that they have experienced, and they're getting a lot of resolution in using this. The reason why, as the research shows, is because whenever you tap on these comfort spots, we'll call them, they're actually meridian endpoints in the body that are connected to your, your liver, your digestive system, to your organs. Okay, they're connected to your organs, and they pass, and it's like the ancient Chinese found that there's electricity that passes through our body, through our organs, on a daily basis. And as long as that is not interfered with, as long as you have a clear pathway, everything is fine. And there's tremendous health in the body and longevity, and you feel great, and you're not overeating, and you're not feeling the inclination to overspend or do any of these things, because that's when your body has a balance. That's when you have a homeostasis. However, when there is an emotional block, when there is a physical pain, it is as a result of your body being, your energy is compromised. And that just means that the meridians are not flowing in line. by tapping on these acupressure points, and we'll go over them in just a moment, by tapping on these acupressure points while at the same time holding in mind whatever it is that you're thinking, you activate a release relaxation response, while at the same time you're neutralizing, and your brain, when you're activating this response, you're sending a signal to that part of your brain called the amygdala, and the signal, it's a calming signal. It's like everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. You're safe. So it's telling you to come back to present and to be aware of what's going on. And it opens up your ability to be able to think clearly, and it activates your body so that you're more aware and you have the full availability of your resources. It's a grounding. That's the best way I can put it. So let me go over this. The first spot that you need to know, it's called the psychological reversal point, and it's located on the side of your hand, where a martial artist would break a block of wood. That's called the karate chop point. You activate that by either tapping on it gently with your dominant hand. You want to take whichever is your dominant hand, and you want to tap gently with your four fingers or two fingers, either your forefinger and your middle finger, and just tap gently on the side of your hand where a martial artist would break a block of wood, as in karate. And that is the joint at the base of the pinky to the wrist, the fatty part of your hand. Okay, that's the best way to put it. When you're tapping on that, what you're doing is you are relaxing the body, and you're sending those signals to your body to relax, calm down. So if you have a situation where you're feeling anxious and nervous or upset or angry, if you just tap, you will get a relief. That's the first spot. The next spot, let me clarify. I tend to like things really, really simple. I know it's hard to believe with all of the talking that I've been doing, but sometimes you have to be able to, you know, share a lot in order to get simple. I really just tend to use the side of the hand, which is the karate chop point, and also there's another spot, the same, which is your upper chest. By tapping on that, you're activating that same part of you that sends the signal of calmness. Now, you can go on my website, thejuicywoman.com, and there you can find a section under EFT, and you'll get a diagram of the other points. And the other points are the inner corner of the eye, where your eyebrow starts, the outer corner of your eye, where it ends, underneath your eye, underneath your nose, where your chin is, where like the cleft of your chin is, or between your lower lip and your chin, the place where I told you, on the upper part of your chest. And you can find that best by, if you imagine saying a Pledge of Allegiance, you just put your hand where you would in pledging the flag, and you just spread your hands, you spread your fingers apart, and on the left and the right side, below your clavicle, there's a sore spot, a gentle area that's a point of lymphatic congestion. If you gently massage that, that will activate the relaxation response. The next point is under your arm. That would be about middle of your bra strap. And the next is the top of the head, where 100 meridians come together in one area. Now, one of the first things that you want to do is you want to deal with what it is that's bothering you. So you want to pick a target. You want to pick the thing that is bugging you. So you start by going from a 0 to 10 scale. And you think of something that's upsetting you, and you scale it from 0 to 10. How upset do you feel? So imagine that just dealing, okay, let's take a really simple one, this stress at work, the stress that I'm feeling at work. So when you think about the stress that you feel at work, let's just say it's a 7. All right, you start traditional EFT by using a statement. And the statement is an affirmation that you're going to combine with the tapping. And the affirmation is a statement of what it is that's bothering you. And you'll say, repeat after me, even though I have this stress at work. Oh, later for the stress at work. Well, I told you that I want you to, deal with feeling fat. Okay. Sorry, I forgot where I was for a moment. Okay, so even though I hate my body and I can't stand myself, and what I want you to do is you're tapping on the side of your hand. I want you to think about all of the angry feelings that you have toward your body, all of the anger that you feel about the way that you look, if you hate the way you look in the mirror, all of the sadness, feeling like, oh man, I can't get into a bathing suit. I want you to bring all of that stuff to the table. Scale that on a 0 to 10 basis. And we only have about 9 minutes left, but you're going to scale that on a 0 to 10 basis. And you're going to tap. And first, the way it works is you're going to go, I'm going to lead you through a couple of rounds of tapping where you're going to really, really immerse yourself in the negative. You're going to say the negative. You're going to be venting and just letting it out, because that's where the power is, in bringing up the emotion. After that, you're going to notice what happens usually is you're going to have a shift, a change of heart. Once you have a change of heart, and let's say you're starting at a 7, and you notice, oh, wow, I don't feel so upset when I look at myself in a mirror in a bathing suit. And this is something that I offer my clients, a fitting room friend, to go into fitting rooms with the EFT. I digress. So then once you sense that you've had a change of heart and you see things differently, that's when you can start using choices, how you would prefer to feel instead. So let me just walk you through this. And if you have any questions, you can contact me, Andrea@thejuicywoman.com. I'm going to be running a personal coaching discount for a couple days more, and that is going to be available on the Facebook page, thejuicywoman.com, facebook.com/thejuicywoman, and you'll get all details of that. As well, if you're in New York City next week on Wednesday, Emmy, the supermodel, is going to be holding a meetup, and I'm going to be hosting and doing a presentation and showing how to use EFT. So we're going to do this quick and dirty. When you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're hating yourself, or you're feeling like, what the hell is the matter with me? Why can't I get my crap together and just stop doing whatever it is that I'm doing? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I stop drinking? Whatever it is, whenever you start hammering on yourself, I want you to do it by tapping. So here we're going to do, I'm so angry. What's the matter with me? Why can't I get it together? And you're tapping on the side of your hand. What's wrong with me? I'm so fat. I hate my body. I've hated my body for so long. I've never been comfortable in this body. This body is horrible. this has never been okay. I always felt so uncomfortable in this body. I never fit in. I wish that I could have been skinny. I'm so sad. I'm so angry. I'm so upset with myself. Why can't I be different? Why can't I look different? And you're going to continue tapping on the side of your hand. Even though I'm so upset that I have this body and I can't do anything to change it, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm so angry that I'll never be able to lose weight and I'll never be able to feel good about my body. Even though I'm so disgusted with myself and I can't fit any of my clothes and nothing looks good on me and I feel like a fat pig, I accept the way I feel. Even though I'm afraid nobody will love me because I'm so fat, and that means there's something wrong with me. You can see it everywhere. You can see it in my eyes. I feel fat everywhere. All I do is think about food and feeling uncomfortable, and nobody really knows how sad I am. I'm so afraid nobody will love me the way I am. I'm so upset. I'm so hurt. I'm so angry. You're continuing to tap on the side of your hand. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a step back, take a deep breath, and assess if there's been any difference. Do you feel any different? I didn't actually show you how to use the different tapping points, just the most important one. Excuse me. But what I want you to do is I want you to focus and think, how do you feel differently? Do you feel more intensely upset with the way that you look? Or do you feel a little bit more calm and relaxed? The way to go with this is two different ways. If you feel more intense and more upset, what it means is that it has triggered a memory in you of a specific event. And what you want to do in order to be able to neutralize what's behind that, you need to look for the specific event. I tend to think of tapping as being like an open source to the wellness of your wisdom, your higher self. When you connect with yourself at that deep level, listen to what is coming up for you. Listen to what your intuition is telling you. It will tell you where to go. You will know what to say because of what your subconscious mind will be feeding you. So unfortunately, I've just been able to give you just a little tiny taste, and next time I want you to call me so I'll have somebody to actually work with. What I'm going to do is share with you my website is thejuicywoman.com, and there in my book, Loving the Skin You're In, you can find a whole ton of information on tapping. It's one of the aspects of my reclaim system, my reclaim method for changing your life from the inside out. And I am so excited to have the opportunity to be with you. Have an awesome, awesome day. Take care. Bye, Juicy Woman. I am helping.